Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode, Gary does an interview with Dippity Deep Dive 2021, a virtual real estate conference, and he discusses all things that correlate to the real estate market, branding, and using Facebook groups and Clubhouse as a way to innovate in 2021. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's going on, Gary?
Dude, is that a Dunkin' Donuts cup?
Yeah, I think Dunkin' Donuts is better than Starbucks.
I think Starbucks.
I don't know if that hurts anyone's feelings, but I hope VaynerMedia is not pitching for a Starbucks business as I'm like doing this video. But perfect timing, Tyler. Like taking a sip and you brought me in. But great to see everybody. Love that. Been reading a lot of the comments. Caught Tom's last couple of minutes. Michael Price, Dante, Brianna Mason. Good to see everybody. Thanks for having me. How are you, Tyler?
Yes, super, super excited to have you, Gary, man. I was telling really the preface to start, your influence on everyone watching, but also your influence on everyone speaking is so huge. So we're super excited to hear what you have to say about the real estate industry right now, what's your take on it. So without further ado, you need no introduction, man. So I'll let Tom and you take it away. Tom, you have the questions lined up, correct?
No.
You don't? Okay. I should
have it's super easy. If you give Gary and I a couple of minutes, I'm sure we will be just fine.
Yeah, well, I can Alex should have those. If not, I have them handy as well, so I can jump into question number one if you
let's do it. We like having you part of this, Ty.
Hey, I love it too, man. So let me get into it. Let me pull it up here.
While you're pulling it up, just because I hate dead air, it is really scary how consistent, you know, it's like, even when you just said your thoughts on a real estate industry, I'm like, Jesus, like, especially, you know, in Tom's world where I've had some interaction through the years, like what I'm lucky about is that Clubhouse or TikTok or OTT, like Hulu, like the fact that most people here, when they realize they're going to be running Hulu ads,
right,
or Spotify ads in between music and podcasts, because they're going to be bought like Facebook, is going to blow their mind, right? Because it's one, people think one thing about like social media, it's not as big, but it was in my mind, and I think I've been historically correct about this, it was bigger than TV and billboards and bench ads. That's about to happen with other things, right? Like there's a new Spotify ad product where you can self-serve. You can literally be like, hey everybody, sorry to interrupt your music. This is Tom Ferry. You know, I'm in the Pasadena area, like selling homes. If you're in the markets, TomFerry.com, TomFerry.com. And that you could record that on your phone and place it the way you place an Instagram ad. When everybody here figures out that that's happening on something as big as Spotify, where everybody's like listening to music or podcast to, that's going to excite people. When they realize the videos they make for Facebook, even the janky ones, the phone stuff, the stuff I believe in, that they're gonna be able to start placing that on a biddable platform on Hulu or Roku or Amazon Fire Stick. And now literally their aunt, or more likely as it ages up with OTT, their nephew says, Uncle Tom, I just saw a commercial for you while I was watching Friends. What I always knew about social was it was so big and it would eat the world. What I didn't anticipate, because it was just too impossible to see, was it's eating the radio and television world, because the way of marketing, you know, is so interesting that it's better. It's localized, it's targeted. So, you know, NFTs are now brewing. VR and AR are really truly now. I'm in the stage of VR. I bought Bitcoin. Today's a big day for me. Coinbase is going public right now, this second.
Wow.
It is my, for all the accolades of Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Uber and Pinterest and all the things I've invested in, VaynerRC, my fund in 2014, invested in Coinbase. And the return is extraordinary. And so today is like my biggest IPO of my career. Wow. Right?
Congrats, man.
Yeah, congrats to that.
This is not a humble brag or that. It's that in 2014, I understood that cryptocurrency had a place, that, you know, that this was a real thing, that blockchain was a real thing. That is 7 years ago. 99% of the people on this call right now still have no clue, or 90, no clue. 8% dabbling, might have a little bit of the, all of us, including me, we're all getting this is the year of that, right? Where we're all like, oh shit, I can't not know about this anymore, right?
Yep.
That, the reason I bring that up is because I'm in that place right now with VR. Okay, I'm gonna now start to go a little deeper. You may not see a single post from Gary Vee about it for 3 years. I'm going behind the curtain to talk to all of you, not because of that you need to go and rush and invest in VR, but because I want you to understand that the only thing that matters is attention. What do you do in the real estate business? You need people's attention. Mm-hmm. You need people's attention. So they say, oh, I like Tyler. I like Spencer. I like Todd Back. I like Patricia Jimenez. That's what you need. I like and trust Natalie Langford.
Yep.
Whether you saw that as, you know, Cleveland's top broker as a billboard, whether you heard that on the radio, whether that came through on a Facebook post, whether that's your aunt told you that that's who she used to buy, whether you've been 23 years leading it, or you're a kid that's wearing a good suit because you're trying to act older and presentable, whatever it is, it's all the same game. Does somebody know I exist? And will they then do business with me?
Yep.
What I do, and what I want everybody here to do, is understand that if you don't obsess over the first part, the second part doesn't matter.
Yep.
You can be the greatest realtor of all time based on God. But if you go and yell that, God said I'm the best in the backwoods of Hunterdon County, New Jersey, where I did high school, and nobody's there, you're selling zero homes. And the biggest disconnect I see in real estate is people get way too comfortable in what's worked and it lulls them to sleep. And they don't have the interest in being in the branding game. They're so transactional, which is required, which I love. You know, what has made me is I love selling and I love branding. I like branding more because branding does selling for you when you're not selling. Nobody here, Dunkin' Donuts didn't call me and say, would you please come to our store this morning? I didn't get a cold call from Dunkin' Donuts this morning saying, would you like some coffee, sir?
Right. One of my favorite clips of yours, Gary, is the one that you did with Tommy Hilfiger and how that brand reestablished itself because of its brand prowess, you know, over what, 2 decades now. So, yes. I love all of that. We have about 10 questions that I have lined up for you guys to go through.
Let's go rapid fire because we don't have a lot of time and I already went on a rant. So let's do it.
No, you're good, man. The first one, before we do, I'm sorry for my Bucks helmet back here. I obviously understand you're a big fan.
You know what's funny? Even though you have the human I probably hate the most on earth associated with your team right now, because the Bucks are an NFC team, it really doesn't – I don't even hate Tom Brady anywhere close to the same – I was kind of I watched the Super Bowl. I wouldn't say I was cheering for Tom, but like the Tom Brady thing is the same thing that happened with me with Jordan on the Wizards. It just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm fine with you. And the Bucks have been bad for the majority of my life. So I have a lot of love. I'm a little bit jealous. You've won 2 Super Bowls around all that shit, but you know, no apology needed. All right. We're wasting time. They're going to be mad at us, Tyler.
Yeah.
So fire away.
The first question, where should agents be trying to innovate in 2021?
Clubhouse.
Love it.
I'm gonna go fast and then I'll either follow up or I'll come back. But Tom, I see you want to say something. I want to give it to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I would argue for YouTube pre-roll ads, Gary. Remember 3 years ago sitting in Miami?
Of course.
Right? Those right now are killing at such a high ROI. It's bonkers.
YouTube pre-roll ads, to your point, is an obsession. It's funny how we interpreted that question, Tyler, right? To Tom's point, because he has a better pulse to it, what I always have to be careful of is I'm so at the forefront. When you say innovate, not what's a best practice,
mm-hmm.
Which is right. Best practice is still pre-roll YouTube. And by the way, stick with me here now. Facebook. Fucking Facebook is dominating right now. I don't understand that. People like want so badly to go to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Facebook creative. It's the videos.
Yep.
And Facebook groups, if I'm everybody on this, I, you know, for years I've said this in the real estate industry, very early on in a Tom Ferry talk and very early on in an Inman talk, it was kind of my coming out party, was this whole thing that people still to this day are doing, this mayor of your town.
Yep.
There's an execution that will crush for people in here. Facebook groups. And here's how you do it. Let's use Tampa. The Tampa, you go very, the Tampa Small Business Association group, and you're just hosting the party, mm-hmm. right? How would you like, as a real estate agent, to throw a party in your backyard every day of the week where everybody comes, but it doesn't cost you any money for refreshments, and it doesn't fuck up your backyard and your house and take up all your time? That's what starting a Facebook group that's broad.
Yep.
Tampa's Mother Association. Moms at home, working moms from home, like whatever you do that you're passionate about, you start that Facebook group and you're the person that throws the party. Monster, monster.
So Gary, one of the things that's super hot right now, tactical for everybody, is if you're not comfortable starting the group, join all of the local investment groups in your town, but not the ones that are just on SFRs. Join the multifamily, duplex, triplex, fourplex. So you might be the only resi agent in that space. And everybody that owns multi-unit, everybody that owns commercial also owns a house.
And everybody
just show up and contribute. Don't be that sales guy, gal. Just contribute, be a part of it, be there to, you know, to learn and grow together.
Took the words out of my mouth. If you can take your sales DNA, which all of you have, out of yourself, when you enter someone's home, a different Facebook group, it's just a little romance, ladies and gentlemen. Romance, you know, if you date well for 3 or 4 times in a row, good things can happen. You know, a little romance goes a long way.
Yeah.
We need to be humans, not salespeople, in those Facebook groups. Yeah, Michael Kern said, it's about time that a real estate conference focused on tactics, not just saying feel good. So let's go very tactical. Start a group and join 5 in your local area on Facebook. Commit an hour a day for a month and then hit up Tom and I on social media and tell us what happened. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yep. No, I love that, man. This is a tactical conference, so anything like that is amazing.
By the way, everybody on Facebook and YouTube, your comments are helping me guide my answers. So keep them coming in here with observations or questions. Go ahead, Ty.
Yes, absolutely. What would you tell a well-established agent or broker that is still deciding between advertising through traditional mediums like Zillow versus social media, Google, and YouTube?
That life is a game of both.
Yeah.
I think people are so passionate, Tyler, about either or. Mm-hmm. And then somebody will say, well, Gary, I don't have time. And then I would say, yes, you do. Audit everything else you're doing because you're wasting a ton of time on dumb shit. And then also, I want to know what you're doing when you're not working. Because if you're watching 3 hours of Netflix, I need 1 hour back. I need one back for a little bit of both. And then some people say, well, I don't have enough money. I'm like, good. Scale down either the social part or the Zillow part. Scale one down so you come with dollars. Because the game is absolutely both.
Yep. Awesome. Let's see. Let's get one. Let's get a real tactical one. Tom, I want your answer on this one too, if you don't mind.
Tom.
What's the number one most tactical suggestion that you have for agents to attract more sellers in this market right now?
So the thing that is outperforming everything is a text message that you send 8 to 10 a day. So that here's, I'll give you just the numbers, ready? 181 text messages, Gary, in a 4-week period to people that are already inside your database. So there's some no, like, trust, some love at some level. 181 over a 4-week period, 144 responses. 42 people raised their hand and said, I'm interested. 38 had a CMA created. So here's the value of your home, Gary, right? Like you asked for it. I'm giving it to you. Don't go to Zillow. Don't go to anybody else's site. Here's the hyperlocal experience. From that group, on average, 12 research phase sellers, people that are like, hey, we're a year out from moving. You know, my mother-in-law is about to X, so we're going to move to Y. We're leaving New York. We're going to Florida, whatever it is. A year out, so research phase sellers, and on average, 3 listings taken, and then 4 refis for buyers, and then usually 1 or 2 investors from that 181 test with about 1,000 different agents. So that, my friends, is the single most tactical thing you could do. But all it means is, hey, Gary, checking in. Hope you and the family are doing great. You know, the real estate market in New York City is bonkers again. I'm curious, would you like to know the new value of your home? And instead of saying bonkers, say bananas and do like 8 banana emojis because it's going to catch people's eyes and imagination and they're going to respond to it. And that's all the text is, right? So if you haven't talked to the person in 5 years, you might want to say, shoot them a little video and say, hey, Gary, checking in. Hope you guys are doing great. Just, you know, sending some love. I was walking down the street. Know you guys are in the neighborhood. Just wanted to say, yo. And then 2 weeks later, you send that text. But for the third of your database that's already warmed up to you, start sending 8 to 10 of those text messages a day. Don't send 500 at once because you won't be able to handle the response. And actually, your kind of think about your client experience will suffer. So yeah, that's
and what 8 does versus 500 is allows you to go deeper with each individual one, which allows you to create context and humanity. And humans are animals. We smell shit. We know when we're getting a bulk and everyone got this and it's fuck you, Tom, instead of Tyler getting a text from me about a free Leonard Fournette signing that day. Now it's like, wait a minute, Gary actually had to write this. He's not sending a bulk to everybody about Leonard fucking Fournette, you know? Right. And so that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on both sides of that. Like I've done it myself. I've sent a manual text that I've done, but it's been too canned where, you know, people actually think it's an automated response, but it's actually me. So that that's great perspective there to go.
By the way, Tyler, I've had that as well through the years. One of the great moves for everybody when someone's like, wait a minute, this is spam, you literally make a video and be like, Tyler, I didn't spam you.
Yep.
Hope you're good, brother. And you send that, then it goes triple good.
I
actually prefer when people reply that this isn't really you.
Gary, on the, like on my, hey, text me up my, that you hooked me up with years ago. Yep. And people will go, is this really Tom? And I'm like, hey, Gary, it's me. Like, how can I help? I only gave out my number because I want to help people. So how can I help? And people freak.
What Tom intuitively figured out, you know, when he came across a young me and actually executed on, I always give him credit anytime I can because it's true. So many people came across me. Many people were smart enough, like Tom, to understand like, oh, fuck, I think he might be up to something.
Yep.
Almost nobody actually executed because it's hard. But what Tom had and the others that it had was the ambition and the actions to actually match their ambition. The amount of people I meet that are going to be millionaires selling homes and then like post 3 times on social and like don't cold call because they're scared. Yeah. And like people don't back that. And so what the insight is, why I'm bringing this up, Tyler, is he understood that scaling the unscalable was the actual game.
Right.
Mm.
Right, which is really not, and the reason it probably worked for him was the real estate industry prior to modern technology was very much a dirty, you know, he grew up in the game, knocking on doors, like your work ethic directly affected your outcome. How many phone calls you were willing to make and how many doors you were willing to knock on and how many chamber of commerces you were willing to join and how many local boys club this and, you know, donating to the, you know, the little league and like, all the dirt and non-scalable stuff that you were willing to do was a direct attribute. And when technology came along, people were like, oh good, I can just email blast everyone and go to sleep.
Right.
And the right way to use technology is to use it in parallel to amplify your hand-to-hand combat. You're getting your hands dirty.
Yep. Awesome. So I have 4 more questions. We have about 5 minutes or so. So let's run through these. Gary, what could cause the extinction of the real estate agent as we know it today?
I think the human being doesn't get eliminated with technology. I do think Amazon and Zillow and like big companies, I think people need to be very careful and understand that technology will continue to try to take you out. It's your best friend and your worst enemy. But humans, when they make that big of a purchase, really feel more comfortable doing it with humans. So here's what I would say. I do believe that the big platforms will eliminate over the next decade, which is a long period of time, the bottom 25-40% of agents. I think that they're just like buying a car instead of going to a dealership. I'll speak for myself. I'm uncomfortably comfortable buying a $10 million home through 3 clicks on a computer. I mean it. I'm not saying that to act cool or be weird or to prove a point. I am uncomfortably comfortable with buying a $10 million home through the computer. And if Zillow wants to set up 5,000 people virtually in call centers and they're in the Philippines so they can just answer my question on like, what's my mortgage again and what's that again? And they can answer it, or an AI bot, machine learning, could just answer, what was the school district? What are my taxes? I will do that. and so will a lot of other people. Many more people will not. My father would never do that. And many, many other people, including people younger than me, will not. But what I do think will happen is that the 25 to 30% weakest agents in the game that are getting by will have something to worry about over the next 10 to 15 years.
So Gary,
yes, sir.
If you were on my, my rant with everybody, the argument today, it's actually what you're discussing is coming. It's already coming true. The difference is today, it's the smart marketing companies, the Zillows, the Realtors, the Quicken Loans, the Mellow Homes, is they figured out the arbitrage game because agents won't brand themselves and won't market themselves. And like my entire argument for everybody listening today was you need to dig a moat around your castle and protect your brand beyond just putting it on steroids. You need to recognize they're all coming directly for your commission dollars and they're going to earn it every day.
And 100%. By the way, when Michael says relationships are hard to disrupt, he's right, but they're going to outflank you for making the relationship digitally before you make it in real life.
Right.
And the scale is the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, like I can see in the comments, none of these companies are bad. I'm friends with all of these companies. They are just following their business plan. The question is, what is your plan to make yourself a little less disruptive in the next 3 to 5 years?
And Tom, when I wrote The Thank You Economy and did some, this is what gets me so mad.
That was your best book.
Wait till you see what I've got coming in December.
I'm ready.
I agree. And I think this one's got it.
Good.
Anyway, but nonetheless, this is a big statement. And Michael inspired me, which is why I like comments. I, to this day, can't understand how people don't understand. And I would say 90%, and this is a rough guess, you guys probably will have a better number to guess on. People are atrocious at keeping in touch with people they already sold a home to with no showing your card that you actually want them to say, hey, my sister's in the market. Just like, again, I'm just gonna keep using Tyler. I know exactly who I would have been as an agent. I would have sold Tyler's home, and out of nowhere, for no fucking reason, when Tampa won a good Monday night game, 18 months later, I would have texted and be like, huge win. That's it. Knowing that I continue to stay top of mind, knowing that tomorrow Bruno walks into the office and goes, hey, I'm thinking about moving. He's like, oh shit, you need to talk to my guy, Gary. Like, I can't, that, you know, the where all the money is for almost everybody who's watching this right now is the collateral relationship graph of the people they've already sold and did a good transaction with. Yet, most people are such hunters, they keep going for a new thing and they're not farming an old thing. And when they farm the old thing, they fuck it up because it's too like, hey, Sally, how you been? By the way, any of your friends in the market? Like, no, transactional. No, relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Gary, you just reiterated three of my big points. So that was perfect.
And you just answered one of my two final questions was, what would you do if you were a real estate agent today? Which obviously that's what you would do.
I apologize, man. I did have a hard stop. I know we yapped a little bit too much, but I hope we gave some value and I hope everyone's well.
You're good, man. I appreciate your time, Gary. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom.
See you guys.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, these podcasts are a great way to start your day and recalibrate your thoughts for focus and goal achieving. My wife and I have begun in our entrepreneurial endeavors, and Gary Vee has been a huge inspiration in believing in yourself, making realistic goals, and going forward to meet them. His ability to explain societal correlations in the history of the world is outstanding. Cheers. Thank you so much for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us one, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.